Welcome to the S-Files, sponsored by Serve Wisconsin, Wisconsin's National Community Service Board. I'm your host, Kyle Clower, Communications and Government Affairs Officer for Serve Wisconsin. S-Files is your look into the impacts and stories of AmeriCorps members and volunteers serving throughout the state of Wisconsin. Each episode, we'll be digging into their service stories, or S-Files, to learn about the people and programs whose service is meeting critical needs across Wisconsin and enriching the lives of the people and communities they serve. In this episode, we are speaking with Brittany Arnold, who is serving as an AmeriCorps member with the Green Bay Conservation Corps this year. Brittany, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Brittany, could you start off by telling us a little bit about your AmeriCorps service with the Green Bay Conservation Corps?
Absolutely. I have been with the Green Bay Conservation Corps since October, but I had actually worked with the Conservation Corps on projects before I even joined, which was really fun. So I got to kind of know the program a little bit beforehand. And when I went back to school for sustainable agriculture, it just worked perfectly to also join the Corps.
That's wonderful.
It's been a lot of fun.
That's wonderful. And so what does your day-to-day service look like with the Green Bay Conservation Corps?
It truly depends on the day. So right now we are battling woody invasive species such as buckthorn and honeysuckle. It's the best time of year to do it because the sap is flowing downwards towards the roots. So they really take in the herbicide that we use. And we're also doing event planning. We have an Earth Day celebration coming up that has a few different parts. So we're working on that. And we are also working on a seed bomb project for the seed library opening at the Brown County Library.
So what's that seed library project going to be like then?
Well, the Corps is going to be making different seed bombs with the kiddos. So we're going to have like a prairie seed bomb and a wetland seed bomb. And then we'll be able to, you know, do some community outreach and spread those bombs, which is really fun. So the Brown County Seed Library is a really great project too. And what it does is it offers free seeds to folks who want to plant stuff. So vegetables, different native flowers, stuff like that. It's a really great program.
That sounds great. And I know you said right now it's one of the best times of the year to do some of that herbicide application to clear out those invasives because of it being still in the winter. Mm-hmm. And then when did you start your service this year?
I started it last year in October.
Great. So what did service look like over the fall?
Over the fall, we were still actually doing quite a bit of native plant maintenance. So we were still doing a lot of weeding and we were starting training for doing more work with the power tools and removing buckthorn and the bigger woody invasives.
That makes sense. I know it has to be a very cyclical process when you're working in the outdoors.
Yes.
And so what were some of the training you've done so far on the power tools?
We do different tool maintenance training, and that goes for power tools and hand tools. We go through some of the engine basics. We go through sharpening, obviously PPE and other safety requirements, things like that. So it's really informative because it teaches us that ownership over what we're using in our day-to-day, you know, activities and for the long term too. So I know I have an entire garage of tools I have to go and maintain for my mom now.
That's wonderful that we'll pick that up.
Yeah, it's really nice because you learn so many different things with the tool maintenance. And then you're also learning, because like I said, we were doing event planning. So you're learning a lot of soft skills too.
That sounds great. And so what are some of the events you've been planning?
Well, we had MLK Day back in January. That was really fantastic. We spent a while working on that one. We worked with the mayor a little bit of Green Bay, which was really a great experience too. So right now we're doing the Earth Day planning, which is going to be the big one. And we're doing some invasive species removal challenges for our community to get involved in. And so we're doing different levels of activities for that, depending on the age group as well.
That's wonderful. So is this a wide ranging community event of people of all ages?
Absolutely. We're all for getting the community involved. We also do 4K days with the 4K that's attached to the wildlife sanctuary where our headquarters is at. So we work with kiddos as young as 4 and 5 years old and through, you know, everybody.
That's wonderful. And so what did you all do for the MLK Day project this year?
We did snow removal. We had just had a really big storm right before that, after not having any snow for a really long time. So we had some shovels lent to us, and we did snow removal in a couple different areas. The lieutenant governor came up to see what we were up to, which was pretty cool. And then after all of the snow removal, folks came and we had a couple of really fantastic speakers, one from United Way and one from another local organization called We All Rise, to talk about how MLK affected their views of community service and how they kind of moved through life. And then after that, we had a really nice little social where we had pizza from a local source and different beverages from local sources and different activities that the whole corps worked on. And it was just, it was really fun to see everybody building that community, you know, from serving to being very social.
That's wonderful. And really will bring the community into all the projects to not only build on the legacy of Dr. King, but also just to help people work together and beautify their own community.
Absolutely.
Or I guess in this case, it helped to help out their neighbors on the day.
Yes. And it was a lot of help because that was a very heavy snow.
How much snow did you all have that you were clearing out?
Well, thankfully, we went out several days after the vast majority of it fell. So it was more so going through and helping people clean up all the stuff that they couldn't get. But at that point, too, it was pretty caked on. So there was some ice to battle.
I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've heard that you are someone that really does a lot of great outreach with the volunteers from your program director, Maria. So what are some things you've done to help reach out to volunteers and coordinate?
Oh, goodness. I love to do volunteer work, actually, and I love to coordinate volunteers. I do it not only for the Corps, but also for the nonprofits that I help out in the area, because I'm just really passionate about getting folks out and just doing stuff. So I did a prairie restoration planting lead with some volunteers for Make a Difference Day. That was a ton of fun. I even had one of my friends came out with his daughter, and she's only 18 months old, and even she was going out there like planting stuff and having a blast. And you know, we also had buckthorn removal happening simultaneously, so folks got to see two different parts of how a habitat restoration goes. You remove your invasives and then you go through and you do your restoration plantings.
That's great. And how often are you all doing events that try to involve the community?
We try to do them as often as possible. We love outreach. We like to educate folks about what we do as a conservation corps in the area because we are in parks often. So education and outreach is a really big part of our job. We are always educating people. Some folks get a little perturbed when they see you removing trees, so you need to be able to talk to them and alleviate their concerns. It's a big thing to get the community involved, and it's great to have the city backing us for those community events as well.
That's wonderful. And I'm sure with that education on those trees, it's like, no, this is a very specific type of tree that we need to remove because it's blocking out all of the native trees that would be here.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing once folks understand more of what you're doing, especially when you're saying, oh, you know, look out for this area. We do have tools going. Please go around. We're showing concern for their safety. And then we're taking that time to do that education. And it's really, really appreciated in the community.
And I know you said you were working on planning for Earth Day. So what are some of the plans you're going to go on with that project?
Ooh, we're going to be the garlic mustard busters. So garlic mustard is one of our really bad invasives here. So we're going to have folks doing, you know, different bucket challenges, and there's different levels of creativity. Like, you know, if you can catch one of the core members while you're also doing a garlic mustard removal, you can get extra points for that for an entry. And so there's all sorts of different things we have going on with that that involve social media and getting folks out and about.
And are you all going to be in several different parks or one of the parks?
Oh, yeah. People can be all over the place.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's wonderful to be able to get people involved in different projects, especially if you can spread people out just to magnify the impact they can have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And one of the other really cool things, too, is we would be able to release recipes for this one because this invasive is particularly edible.
That's really cool. So do you all have any of the recipes planned out, or is that still something you're working to find?
That's one of my particular passions. So I am also an avid forager, and I am studying sustainable agriculture. but I'm very much into agroforestry, so I really like the wild side of food a little bit more. So my fellow core members will tell you too that I will offer folks random leaves to eat all the time and that I will make people salads. So I'm really passionate about educating people about the different uses of the plants around them, because we've been eating these things for a really long time.
That's wonderful. And especially to bring in the background you have to be able to share it with the other folks in the core.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun too, because it, you know, watching people's faces when you hand them something that they wouldn't necessarily look at, you know, like a dandelion leaf, but it's a baby dandelion leaf, which are the good ones. And, you know, they eat it and they're like, whoa, that tastes like arugula.
That's really cool. And then Brittany, what have been some of your favorite memories or some stories you could highlight from your service for us?
Oh my goodness. Probably one of my absolute favorite days was when we were doing 4K plantings at the wildlife sanctuary, and all the little kids kept coming up to me, finding all sorts of fun things, you know, feathers, pretty rocks, stuff like that. And I'd tell them to put the treasures in their pockets. And they would ask what we're planting, and I would say Antenaria. And then they would all try to pronounce it. So you have a bunch of 4 and 5 year olds trying to pronounce Antenaria, and it was just hilarious all day. They got close, but it was just an absolute hoot all day.
That sounds wonderful. And I wonder if you had them thinking that it was like Antenaria, like a person, or if they were what they were going for even in their heads with that.
You know, I'm not really sure, but either way, it was entertaining.
That's wonderful. And then, Brittany, what are some things you're looking forward to doing over the rest of your service this year?
Oh, I'm looking to do a lot, actually. I'm really looking forward to getting my Wilderness First Aid certification. I'm really looking forward to tons more restoration plantings. We just planted, oh goodness, hundreds of seeds, you know, to put forth for that. I'm really looking forward to just getting out there and involved in the community more, especially because more edible things are going to pop up. So it's fun. There's a lot of really fun stuff to look forward to. I'm not looking forward to the sunburns that'll probably happen though.
I can imagine, because is your service going through the end of the summer?
Yes, it is.
And so I can imagine there's many different projects happening in the heat of the summer that'll have a little different weather challenges than what you're facing during the cold weather of the winter.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's a lot easier to put on more layers.
And then, Brittany, why did you decide to serve as an AmeriCorps member this year with the Green Bay Conservation Corps?
It fit perfectly with what I wanted to learn. Like I said, I'm very into agroforestry and kind of more the more wild side of food. And I think that maintaining our wild spaces properly is a really big part of that. So the Conservation Corps offered that education on top of the sustainable agriculture education. And it's just a perfect mesh of the two things that I need and want to learn moving forward. And it just, the soft skills that we learn as well, I think are really important. And the hands-on with the tools is also really important, because I can read books about these tools all day, but it's so much better actually using them.
That's great. And then I think you mentioned that you had done some work with the Conservation Corps prior to joining last year. You'd been exposed to them. So what was that connection beforehand?
Absolutely. So I'm also a member of the Brown County Food Forest Coalition. And one of the projects that we started working on a little over a year ago now is the Seymour Park Community Food Forest. And the Conservation Corps helps maintain the Seymour Park Community Food Forest. So even while I was a citizen, I was working side by side with Conservation Corps members maintaining this park. I got to know them. They told me all about the program and all the cool stuff that they did, and I leapt at the opportunity.
That's wonderful. That's such a great way of finding that connection with the program, is being there working side by side with them, deciding to join for the year.
Absolutely. And especially to work on something just so meaningful to the community around too, with the Seymour Park Community Food Forest. I'm very grateful for this.
That's wonderful. And then, so your service goes through this summer. So what are your plans for after your AmeriCorps term ends this year?
I actually plan on continuing with another year of AmeriCorps while I finish up my degree. I'll probably, from there, continue to work with Maria on things because it is fun doing the volunteer side of things. I would like to stay involved. The work that I'm doing now is very much a passion of mine.
That's wonderful. Thank you for hopefully serving another term next year. And so how has it worked being able to serve while going to school and working on finishing up your degree?
It's beautiful. Maria is very wonderful about working with schedules or if we need additional time for studying or things like that. And it's really, really nice to be able to get the training that I want from the Corps and all those cool things, and then also still be able to kind of work on that balance with school as well and being a mom.
That's quite a lot to put together.
Yeah, it's a little bit here and there. I love the Corps. I am so incredibly grateful, and it's just an amazing opportunity to be able to serve like this. Highly recommend it to anybody and everybody.
Well, thank you. I'm just so glad you're having such a wonderful experience.
Absolutely.
Well, Brittany, I just want to say thank you so very much for talking to us today and sharing about your service this year.
No problem. Anytime.
And then good luck with the rest of the service year. Looking forward to hearing about the Earth Day Project and all the great stuff you all are doing over the rest of the year.
Of course. Absolutely. Make sure to follow us on our social media, too. We post some of our fun and zany adventures on there.
There are some great pictures and videos on there. People really should follow them through. And then good luck with the coursework this year and looking forward to your serving again, hopefully next year.
Excellent. Thank you so very much, Kyle. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. And thank you again to Brittany for sharing about her AmeriCorps service with the Green Bay Conservation Corps and giving us another story we can file under service.
Thank you for tuning in to the S-Files podcast, produced by Serve Wisconsin. I'm your host, Kyle Clower, and as always, a big thank you to everyone that serves here in Wisconsin. Remember, the S in S-File stands for service, and you are the reason we have so many great stories to highlight. Tune in next time for another page pulled from the S-Files.